Serendipity.
Hey guys, this is your girl Sherelle, aka Relly. I wanted to have an episode. This episode will be called Survivor. And no, this is not about any heartbreak. This is about people who live with disabilities. I have to share this with you guys because I'm in the moment of my feeling. And because I know how my mom is, I'm pretty sure she's not going to mind me doing this. But I was playing around on my phone, and in the next room, like, I have the door closed of where I'm at, and I thought I heard something, you know, in the living room, but because, you know, I was on my phone and not hearing it, I just figured, you know, nothing, because my mom had already said goodnight. And she said she was going to her room. And I heard her, like, knock on the door lightly. And then I heard a thump, like two thumps. So then I, like, quickly jumped out of my chair. And I guess my mom was leaning on the door for strength. So when I opened the door, I didn't realize she was leaning on the door. And I opened the door and she just, like, fell, like, all of her body weight just fell on the ground. Now, earlier in the day, she had told me that her right leg was acting up. But I think that was her body giving her a sign. Now, I know a lot of you don't know what multiple sclerosis is, but multiple sclerosis is also, it goes by MS, right? So it affects your nervous system, okay? So anything that you or me may think, oh my God, that was my Hulu, I'm so sorry. Anything that, why is it doing that? I'm so sorry. I was trying to use my Google and, like, for some reason it keeps going to fucking Hulu. Why is it doing that?
We're coming over there right now.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was trying to also give you guys, like, some examples too. But obviously I know it by heart, but I just wanted to make sure I was saying it right. But anyway, I was trying to Google it, but I'm just going to go off the top of my head right now. So, and now I got it. Okay. MS. So MS, if you type it on Google, like I just did, it's a long lasting chronic disease of the central nervous system, right? It is thought to be an autoimmune disorder, a condition in which the body attacks itself by mistake. MS is unpredictable. That affects people differently. So what I did was I sat with my mom on the floor and I sat behind her, like, with my legs open, so, you know, I can hold her up so she can sit back on me. And she just cried. She just cried. And she said, I was trying to surprise you because I know you've been feeling down and stuff like that about everything that you're going through. And I was trying to tell her, I was like, what do you mean? She was like, because she had these papers in her hand, but if the papers fell on the floor. And I just told her, I was like, well, let's just focus on you for a second. Okay, you can tell me what the surprise was in a minute, but let's just focus. You know, how are you feeling? You know, asking her stuff like that. And after a while, she was ready to get up. And I helped her up with my strength. And I put a chair behind her because I helped her forward. You know, if you're dealing with somebody, you help them, you know, make sure that you're in front of them so that way they won't fall over. And I was able to, you know, get the chair behind her, because I retrieved the chair before, when I knew I was going to get, before I got down on the floor, I quickly thought of getting the chair for her because I wanted to have it prepared for when she was ready to get up. I put the chair behind her and I helped her up and I put her on the chair. And she said, I just feel like this MS is kicking my ass. She cried. And I said to her, I was like, I can't imagine how you feel right now. But I do think, you know, for the moments that you feel like your body's giving you a sign throughout the day, just try to pay attention to those signs, you know? Then she proceeded to explain to me that she felt like she was losing her independence, and that just her, she feels like her body is giving out. So when she pointed to the papers that was on the floor, I tried to, you know, just because I guess she wanted to get off the topic for a little while, the way I saw she was trying to reach down for the papers. And as much as I was like, Ma, it's okay, she was like, no, it's okay, just please, please. So the papers, there were like 5 different papers, and I guess she was in the room writing them, and one paper said, she said that she was going to lay it out on the couch. And one paper said, I love you, Cheryl, no matter what we come across. I got your back. Be strong in what you do. I am here for you no matter what. I look out for you. You look out for me. And always remember, call me or text me. I'm here for you. Your mom, I love you. And she had this little box, and it had like this nice little earring. You know, one of those earrings, like long earrings on your ear. That's the one side she had that. She said, I just wanted to give you something to make you feel better. I thought that was the most sweetest thing in the moment of her suffering. And I felt so bad. There was nothing I can do in that moment except just be there and be present with her. And of course, because my mom is so stubborn, I have to remind her that there are like kind of new ways to do things. Like as far as, you know, if there's anything that you need, you call me, you know, or for any time you want food instead of you going to the supermarket, you know, if we're not here or if my sister is not here, because my sister usually does that for her, that you can always, you know, do Amazon and it'll be brought to your door or the supermarket. But she's like, there's just something about when you do it on your own, you know, you feel, you know, better. But I just wanted to highlight and show strength to people who are dealing with some sort of disability, if it's not a disability, an illness, and just shine light on you guys for your strength. I commend you. You're such a survivor. And for the small things that all of us complain about, like there's somebody who has it worse than you. And that humbled me today, yo. That really did. Because I complain about a lot. And to see her like that, because she knows I'm leaving here in a few weeks to get back on my feet. To see her like that. I told her, I was like, oh, you know, I can stay here. And she was like, no. I want you to live your life, Cheryl. You have to do what you have to do. And, you know, anytime I need something, you know, I'll call you and, you know, I have my aid. But this was like, it was hard to see her like that. And I just needed to be in the moment to remind people that, you have to be strong for other people. Even when you feel like, quote unquote, everything's happening to you, you gotta remember that there are other people that may need you. Even when you are suffering in a way, people still need you. And you always have to be mindful of not projecting your, how can I say this, your own sufferings on them when they're suffering as is, you know? And I told my mom, I said, you are the strongest woman I know. And she told me, she's like, I just feel so embarrassed. And I said, no, there's no reason to feel embarrassed. I empathize with what you're feeling, but there's no reason to feel embarrassed. I'm going to be here, you know, every step of the way. Any call or anything like that, you need me and I will be here. So, oh, man. Even though now she's okay, I put her to bed. And I, you know, screamed out to her one more time just to make sure she was in the bed. Man. I just, man, I can't even explain how I feel. Just know that if you're a survivor, I commend you. And don't give up. And I keep all of you, anybody who's going through anything, in my prayers. I want to give a quick recognition to the people who have MS. And for the days that your limbs do not feel the same, remember that in your mind, you are as strong as can be. So I love you guys. And thanks for listening.